We now focus on the Lebanon elections. We're joined by Habib Batta. Habib is an investigative journalist and founder of the news site Beirut Report. Habib, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Historic parliamentary elections in Lebanon, how did it go? Who were the big winners?
Well, there was a lot of people claimed to have won this election. It was quite a complicated one. There was many parties, very contested election. Some of the big winners were the Lebanese forces, which is a former militia in Lebanon that is not such a new face, but that has gained some seats, perhaps related to the withdrawal of Saad Hariri. And we also saw a smaller but significant victory for the new activist groups and anti-establishment parties that were newly formed parties during the recent crisis. And they won anywhere from 10 to 15 seats. It's not really clear. The count is still being reviewed. But some people say up to 15 seats they've won, which is an upset in Lebanon, because we have seen these parties have been in power for decades, and so we haven't really seen very many new faces for a long time. And that's definitely a smaller a victory than the Lebanese forces, but they were able to get win some cases.
Yes. So why did Hezbollah's allies lose seats?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, it was a little bit of a surprise for a lot of people. Hezbollah itself did not lose seats, but some of its allies did. Some of these are quite old politicians. Most of them were very old, and they had become unpopular during their press appearances. Some of them were not very nice to journalists, and I think during the time of economic collapse, you know, it's surprising that almost any of the there wasn't more losses, I think, from the established parties who were the ones that are in power right now. So I think like any election anywhere, when people are feeling the economic crunch, they tend to vote for different candidates. So that could have been the case, but there were very tight races. It weren't any huge mandates that were won, and that's very typical to Lebanon.
Yes. All in all, 16 anti-establishment independent candidates broke into parliament, a 15-seat increase compared to with 2018 elections. Why did anti-establishments do so well?
Well, I mean, if you had asked me, you know, 2 years ago, we would have said they hadn't done well at all, because, you know, there were tens of thousands of people in the streets across the country, and they had expected a landslide victory. So it was nothing near that. But the performance was still pretty well, considering that they didn't have the kind of budgets experience either or in the case of the traditional parties. They did well because people have been very upset. It's been a very tragic and difficult situation in Lebanon over the past year. We've had a complete crash of the economy. People have lost 80% of their savings and their salaries. Their purchasing power has been reduced. The prices have skyrocketed. And so people are feeling very desperate. Poverty levels have majority of the country now lives in poverty. Definitely people, that would be a factor, you would think, in people's decision.
Yes, interestingly. Do the Lebanese people want a new way of doing politics? We've seen Lebanese observers from Lebanese Association for Democratic Elections, a local NGO counted at least 3,600 violations. But overall, how was it viewed, free and fair?
Well, you know, I mean, those violations, I think they have to be reviewed. We don't know exactly the details of a lot of that, whether they were minor infractions or major ones, or if there was any actual voter fraud. There were some videos that surfaced of people that seemed quite shady, of people opening ballot boxes, but they weren't a number of these major infractions. There were just a few videos, and there were definitely some fights and intimidation of some candidates. But there wasn't any street fighting or battles, which is quite, you know, the fact that we survived this election with you know, I don't think almost anybody was killed in any kind of violence, election-related violence. That's quite a victory for Lebanon, a country that's faced so many disasters and wars over the years. You know, Lebanon has faced a war or a crisis every decade in its 100 years existence or so. So it's been quite a turbulent political landscape, and this election was quite democratic in some sense. I mean, relatively speaking, obviously you had a lot of infractions. You had a lot of people who were, you know, trying to influence, advertising, media, that kind of thing. There was quite a few, which happens a lot in Lebanon, unfortunately. You know, people try to promote their candidates at the ballot box and that kind of thing. So I think those were the kind of infractions we saw. We probably made up a big percentage of those. But other than that, you know, I think for a country like Lebanon in such an economic disaster, it's amazing we didn't kill each other yesterday. And I think and I think, you know, there were some victories, definitely some very well-known names were very, very known old politicians lost their seats. So I guess, you know, it's hard to celebrate those victories without considering it a democratic race in some sense. Definitely the laws are quite antiquated, and then the big parties, like anywhere in the world, have quite an advantage over any newcoming parties. I don't think newcomer parties actually make these kind of inroads in most democracies. You know, often you see the establishment parties tend to hold on to power. So so for a country like Lebanon to see such a dent in the establishment, I think is pretty impressive. Will this change in the future? I think that seeing this, people believe that the impossible is possible. You know, they didn't. A lot of people, you know, the more realistic ones, at least, who didn't think that they were going to surge in parliament. People would have been happy with only a few wins, and maybe 10. But to see 15, I mean, that's quite a impressive figure. And perhaps this will be inspiring to people in the future and future elections that, you know, you can win, you can run, and you can win in the elections. Despite how powerful and even armed some of the other parties are.
Yes, certainly. Those are the positive things that can be taken from this. Thank you very much, Shukran, for joining us. Your time appreciated.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, go well. Bye-bye.